Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. Welcome to episode 15 of the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. This week, in addition to talking about a simple technique, which is using a polarizer to reduce the reflection in the surface of water, I'm going to touch on a somewhat controversial topic of whether or not a nature photographer should extend a helping hand to animals in distress or danger. First, I'd like to talk about the technical decision that I made to place a polarizing filter on my macro lens when shooting a drowning dragonfly recently. I had just knelt down to photograph a red maple leaf that was floating in a shallow pond in a park. A moment later, a red dragonfly plummeted into the pond. I immediately recomposed to capture the insect as it grappled its way up onto another leaf floating on the surface in a bid to stop itself from drowning. I realised that there was a lot of reflection on the surface of the water at this angle though, so I reached into my bag for a polarising filter. PL filters are often used to intensify colours like the blue sky, or to take the sheen off a glossy surface such as a painted object, or even leaves on trees, things like that, any reflective surface. PL filters also work as well to take the reflection off the surface of water to allow us to see clearly into the water. Take a look at photo number 776 and you will see in this first shot that the dragonfly looks to be almost suspended in midair. There's very little to let you know that the bottom half of the dragonfly and the rest of the objects in the shot are underwater, although the refraction of the water does seem to distort the objects a little. I actually turned the PL filter after this shot to allow a little more reflection to show in the water, as I felt I was close to going too far. I kind of like the composition of this first shot though, with the way the colourful leaves are placed in the frame and the main subject. The dragonfly is very sharp along the length of its body, so I like the way also the wings are reflecting off the water a little, which is another of the indications that it is actually floating in a pond. Let's take a look at the second shot for today, which is number 777. I made both of the first two shots with an aperture of f5.6 at 1/30th of a second and 1/40th of a second respectively. Both were at ISO 400, so you can probably appreciate that the light was not that great on this day. The result of the slow shutter speed lends the second shot a much more abstract feel, showing the wings blurring in the motion as the dragonfly panicked, struggling to stay above the water. Even the eyes are not sharp in this image, but I kind of like it, the large blotches of colour in the shot as well. Also note that the ripples on the water, where they're at different angles to the water surface as it was before when I set the PL filter, they're now reflecting a little light, which enables us to see that ripple effect. The third and the last image I'm going to talk about for today is number 778. I chose this image also because of the blotches of colour, but also as the dragonfly's head and body are incredibly sharp. This is a tribute to the Canon EF 100mm f2.8 macro lens, and the sharpness of the EOS 5D as well helps. This last shot was made at f4.5 at 1/100th of a second, and I'd actually changed now to an ISO of 800. I had increased the shutter speed because I wanted to get a sharper image of the dragonfly struggling, but I ended up selecting the abstract one that I introduced a moment ago. Note that I had been shooting at much lower than 1/100th of a second for the first two shots today. This is well below the guideline of using the focal length, in this case 100mm, as the shutter speed. So, you know, like in this last shot, I went to 1/100th of a second. This is really what I should have been aiming at to stop any camera shake, but I'd actually got my arms resting on the floor and I was making myself into a mini tripod, so I could effectively go much lower without getting camera shake. But the abstract shot was so blurred because the object was moving very fast. So even if we can control our camera, we still have to be careful of the shutter speed, because the animals or the moving object, any moving object, will have a certain speed at which we need to shoot it to enable us to freeze it in space. If, of course, that's what you want to do. So that's it for the brief technical side and the artistic reasons behind my selecting the shots for today. Now I want to talk about the moral decision I made to leave the dragonfly in the water. Firstly, while I was knelt down shooting this dragonfly, a small crowd gathered. First, it was another photographer that saw what I was snapping and decided that he wanted some too. He was shooting with a long telephoto from about 5 feet away on a tripod. Then two middle-aged couples also came over to take a look. We conversed a little as I was shooting, and one of the women said, "Shouldn't we help it out of the water?" I, without hesitation, stated that this dragonfly usually has no problem with water, but right now, as autumn changes to winter, it's too cold for the animal to move properly, let alone fly, and it's its time, basically. Removing it from the water is going to go against nature. Her husband agreed, and a few moments later they moved on, leaving me to continue shooting. I recall seeing a documentary when I was a kid in which a seal pup was struggling to get out of a hole in the ice. The cameraman filmed the pup for a few hours as it slowly weakened. Eventually the pup slips down into the icy water and, you know, I don't really have to say what happens next. I also recall being pretty distraught and asking my mum why the cameraman didn't help the pup. My mum's answer was something along the lines of, "If the cameraman was not there, the pup would have died anyway. It wasn't strong enough to get out of the ice hole, so its dying is just natural selection, survival of the fittest," something like this. If I recall, she also went on to say that the cameraman is there to record what's happening, not to intervene. If he intervenes, he tips the balance of nature. Now, my mother is a loving, caring person and wouldn't hurt a fly, but she had a clear statement on how this should be. And also, although I was distraught, I remember agreeing to myself that what my mum had said. I remember too seeing a movie as a kid where someone builds a time machine and travels back in time a million years or so. And during the expedition, somebody kills a butterfly, and they came back to present day and everything was different. They changed the course of history by killing a single butterfly. Now, I'm not saying that saving one seal or one dragonfly today is going to greatly change our future, any more than leaving it to die would. But maybe the idea here is the same. As observers, we should not interfere. Of course, I do think there are areas where man has to control our actions, because we are messing around with our planet far more than we should be, and we're causing many of the problems. Things need to change in a lot of areas, but getting into that here would take too long. I'm just really talking about natural perils, not man-made ones. This is a difficult subject indeed. I have only scratched the surface. I'm sure many of you have your own ideas. I'll start a poll in the forum and put a link to the poll in the show notes. Let us know how you feel about this. Should we be lending a helping hand or leave it to Mother Nature? In addition to casting your vote, I would very much like to hear your views on this complicated subject as well. I think this is probably going to be one of the shortest podcasts I've done. Apologise if you were hoping for something a little longer today, but I'm going to leave you with just these last thoughts. While shooting the drowning red dragonfly, I found a little adrenaline kick in. Sure, you know, it's a dragonfly coming to the end of its life, end of the autumn, and although I don't want to belittle any living being's right to live, I don't also want to compare this experience to someone that may have had to go through the ordeal of watching a seal pup drown, or, say, a lion eat one of its cubs. But I must say that while shooting this event, I became a little excited about the possibility of capturing some great images. I think I became a little sensationalistic. It was only as I stood up and thought of walking away, with the dragonfly still drowning in the pond, that I thought, maybe, you know, just maybe, I should lend it a hand. Maybe I should poke a finger into the water and help this little guy out onto the bank. Maybe the reason I was so defensive to the middle-aged lady saying that we should not intervene with nature, because I was a little worried that she might help the insect out of the water and ruin my chances of getting a shot. Maybe my love of photography outweighs my love of nature. Wow. Maybe I'm not the caring and considerate naturalist that I would like to think I am. Speak to you next week.
This has been a Martin Bailey Photography Podcast.